ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends, and money-making ideas. I am Nandini Sanyal, and here are the top headlines at this hour. Bharat's defense IPO sees over 300 times subscription. Airtel's Rs. 21,000 crore rights issue to open on October 5. Finance Ministry likely to pitch for a ratings upgrade from Moody's. 80% patent fees cut announced for educational institutions. Freshworks US IPO listing made 500 employees crorepotis. And UTI Credit Risk Fund's NAV jumps 8.44% in a day. Let's take a quick glance at what happened on the Dalal Street today. The bulls took charge on the Dalal Street as benchmark indices hit fresh records on Thursday amid receding global worries. Index heavyweights Reliance Industries and half a dozen banking and financial names joined hands, giving BSE benchmark Sensex its biggest daily gains in 4 months. At close, Sensex was up 958 points. It was just 115 points away from the magical 60,000 mark. Nifty 52 cleared 17,800 hurdle in a style and looked poised for 18,000 level in coming days. A total of 8 Sensex stocks such as RIL, Tech Mahindra, L&T, Kotak Bank and NTPC hit their fresh 52-week highs. Among large caps, Bajaj Finserv, Hindalco, L&T surged 4-5%. Tata Motors, Coal India, HDFC, Axis Bank and ONGC climbed 3-4% each. Index heavyweight Reliance ended 2.4% higher. The day saw 2 out of every 3 stocks rising on BSE. About 250 stocks hit their fresh 52-week highs for the day. We have Vinod Nair, Head of Research at Geojit Financial Services, to share his views on the day's action and the road ahead. Welcome to the show, sir. With constant easing of a Fed taper and Evergrande crisis, do you think this market may see more gains ahead?
Well, it seems that the market has already moved well, factoring a lot of this benefits from a inline Fed policy, though it was a bit hawkish today, and the nationalization of Evergrande. If we look at the broad market, like Nifty 500 indices, it is already up by more than 8% in a month, compared to around 13% it did in 3 months. So to sustain this rally will be a challenge in the short term, while stocks to stock trend can continue.
Which sectors or themes do you think can deliver strong returns going ahead?
I think we need to get a bit more defensive in our investment pattern. Going ahead, the investment should be on safe companies and sectors which can provide stable earnings growth and are trading in fair valuations compared to the premium market valuation. In that case, IT, pharma, telecom and FMCG should be considered as a safer bet. Also, sectors which are likely to benefit or growth at high potential rate due to reforms and rise in global demand should also be invested in, like chemicals, banks and manufacturing. And sectors which are going to benefit from unlocking, like hotels, entertainment, logistics and capital goods, will also benefit or outperform in this market.
We also caught up with Rohit Singhre of LKP Securities to decode the technical charts for you. Nifty 50 hit 17,800 level today. Do you see it hitting 18,000 soon?
Yes, Nifty managed to breach 17,800 decisively, and we have been witnessed a breakout from its range, which was somewhere around 17,800 on the higher side, 17,300 on the downside. So I think, which suggests that if the range breakout has been seen, we may head towards 18,300 would be the final target for the Nifty from the range. Yes, on the immediate basis, we may see 18,000 on the cards by end of this expiry. So I think the structure is quite positive. Now 17,600 will act as a fantastic support. So any dip near those level will be again fresh buying opportunity, and we may soon touch 18,000, where one can lock there some gains on the immediate basis in the Nifty.
Is Nifty Bank outperformance here to stay?
Nifty Bank also has seen a very good close in today's session. We have been witness a 2.5% nearly close for Nifty Bank. Nifty Bank also retested the breakout zone and it's trying to move northward. So I think going forward, until unless it is trading above 37,500, 37,300, the structure will be positive. Also, any dip near mentioned support zone 37,500, 37,300 will be a fresh buying opportunity, and we are good to go towards 38,000 on the immediate basis and a fresh breakout once we sustain about 38,000. So I think in the broader term, one can expect the Nifty Bank to touch 40k by the next month, one can say, and the structure is quite positive. Dips will be suggested with the proper stop loss of 37,300 on the positional basis.
Major Asian markets settled higher for the day. European markets were also trading higher in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were quoting 0.5% higher, hinting towards a positive start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.